Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the Reese's 2017 Senior Bowl, and we're here with the Florida standout linebacker, Alex Anzalone. Alex, one of the top prospects. That's why you're here. What's it like being down here in a room filled with scouts?
You know, it's awesome. It's an awesome experience and a good warm-up for the combine because that's when a lot of the formal stuff happens. But it's good just to talk to them and learn as much as you can.
Nice. Real quick tip on the combine, if you haven't heard yet, when you arrive, bring an extra duffel bag or suitcase because you're going to get so much free stuff from Under Armour.
Yeah.
You won't be able to bring it back.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
All right. So the people you know, they're taking care of you. Have you always had this size? I mean, growing up, popcorn and peewee?
Yeah, so I've always been a bigger kid in class or whatever.
Okay.
But, and I kind of came into my own in college and came into college decently sized, so yeah.
Always been a better athlete than the kids.
Yeah, football's always been my thing, and I'm a multi-sport talent. So yeah.
Nice. And for you, I mean, kind of talk about us. I mean, you know, leaving high school. I mean, what other offers were out there by Florida, and worried? I mean, what? I guess did other schools maybe want you in other positions?
Yeah, so I was recruited by everywhere. I was a five-star recruit. Not that that really matters, but
yeah.
Kind of whatever.
It's awesome.
Yeah. But I was a good running back in high school, so some schools wanted me to play running back, some schools wanted me to play tight end, but I decided on playing linebacker, and it's worked out.
And it has worked out.
Yeah.
Now, how much experience did you have at linebacker when you got to Florida?
I played linebacker in high school.
So, and that was, kind of five-star because of the linebacker? Or okay.
Linebacker, yeah.
When you got to Florida, I mean, what was your height, weight, and what are you now?
I was 6'3", 230, so I'm about 6'3", 240-ish.
All right.
So
you were a great man going out of high school.
Yeah, I was ready to go.
Yeah. Well, that probably helps coincide with the five stars.
Yeah.
I know a lot of guys are, like, as big as me when they get to college, and that's why they have to go, like, to Albuquerque, Tech South. And then they go the JUCO route.
Grow,
and then they end up in, like, Arkansas, because now they're finally, like, 6'2", and 215.
Right.
So, once again, Alex Anzalone here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know you can check out the podcast at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be featuring this draft bio page as well. What are scouts going to love about you, Alex? I mean, what makes you pop on film?
Yeah, so I think my versatility. I think I play inside or outside linebacker. I'm big, athletic, and I can move well. So I think those are a few attributes that I have that not a lot of people do.
Any knocks that you got to kind of come down here and kind of show these guys you got to do?
I mean, not necessarily. Obviously, there's the injury stuff, but that's just something over time that will go away.
Yeah. I asked this question just to benefit you guys because we pass this off to scouts as well. I mean, is there any big positive of your game that they need to know about? I mean, game, film, study, leadership qualities, maybe the defense you ran where you couldn't showcase. I mean, they want you to drop in covers instead of blitz. You can't blitz, vice versa.
Right. I think that's a good question, actually. Just kind of going out there and showing them in person what I can do, taking what they see on film to actually seeing it in person, because obviously some things, you view things on film differently than how you do in person. So I just playing my game, doing what I do, and do the best I can.
Nice. You get comparisons to anybody?
Yeah, a few, I think.
I mean, I obviously have the long hair.
The one I've been getting a lot is Kiko Alonso, but we'll see.
Yeah, Kiko too, And he's an athletic guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he brings it.
Yeah.
You like those comparisons?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind, I guess, if you compare me to whoever. That's your opinion, but
yeah, definitely. I know you're working out somewhere, getting ready for combine prep.
Yeah.
Where you're training?
So I'm training at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. So,
dude, I was lucky enough to go down there last week, and when they told me that you guys have your own Gatorade with your sweat.
Oh yeah.
That's amazing.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I could just stop there. I'm like, this is the most insane place.
it's super nice. Everything's top of the line.
Yeah, it is top of the line.
Take care of it.
You obviously probably been there since your bowl game wrapped up?
Yeah. So.
How much of a change have you seen so far?
Good change. I mean, obviously I haven't been working out like I want to just because it's in-season workouts, but just getting back strong and healthy and feeling good, getting my body right, and just doing those things to perform for this week.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely. It is a big week. Once again, Alex Anzalone here on the C2P. Alex, before we wrap things up, we always like to throw a couple goofy questions your way.
Okay.
You ready? You probably like this whole thing
being
goofy, right? This is a question I think you gentlemen usually like to answer the most. I could be wrong, but we're talking female celebrities. You can take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat. Who are you going to take to dinner?
None of them. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Faithful.
All right. Let me ask you this. If we had her on the show and I asked her male celebrity, is she going to be nobody?
Yeah, she'll say no one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. I just want to have your back. I'm protecting you. And then take us inside that Gators locker room. And this is a big hit or miss. Sometimes you guys have a ton of them. Sometimes you have none. It could be you, one of your teammates. Nicknames. Who had the most crazy, bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
Oh, nicknames. We didn't have really too many crazy nicknames. Like, not off the top of my head. That's a good question. All right. I'm sure you come up with it. You hear a lot of them, but I don't hear a lot of them. There's a lot of shortenings of names like Jared Davis, JD,
okay.
Jalen Tabor, Tease.
How about you? Anything?
Some people call me Thor.
Okay,
but nothing crazy.
Yeah, nothing crazy. Actually, the best nickname, I've been doing this a long time, the best nickname came from this hotel the year that Von Miller and Ryan Kerrigan came through. We were downstairs, we did the show, and Kerrigan said one night, I guess some of the Boilermakers went out, things got a little crazy, and one of the guys ended up with a tattoo of a toaster on his stomach. So they called him Toaster after that.
What?
So, is that a great one or what?
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, so till the day Kerrigan kind of holds the title as the funnest story.
Yeah.
So, and we've been working exclusively with Eric Dorsey. He paints cleats from Illustrated Fleeration.
Okay.
I mean, if you could have anything themed out on your shoes, what would you kind of want?
So I'm a big advocate for adopting shelter dogs. So
there you go.
Say adopt, don't shop.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to adopt a cat. That helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cats do.
How many dogs you have?
I have one myself, but obviously I wish I had more, but it's hard. One's enough right now.
And what you buying from the dog? You got to be PetSmart right now. No. So you know, but what kind of dog?
The lab boxer mix. I have him for like 2 years now and got him from a shelter down in Tampa. So he's a good dog. He's loving.
Yeah, that's all you want, man.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Once again, a big shout out to Alex Anzalone, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.